talking about matzahs. So I just want to explain it further about, we're talking about machine matzahs. You see, sometimes the boxes, it says matzahs, some says it's 18-minute matzahs, some say chabura matzahs. So what are the different types of machine matzahs which are available out there? The original machine matzahs, which they had, were machine-made matzahs. The machine did very little in the process. It did the kneading process or the rolling process, etc. But now the machine runs the process from beginning to end. It mixes the flour and the water. It kneads it. It rolls it out. It bakes it. It puts it through the conveyor into the oven, and it takes it out. Cuts it into pieces. It does the whole thing for you. Now, the problem is, we know that the mission says himself is psachim. The person is working with dough, and he lets the dough sit for too long, the dough starts to rise and become chametz. And it says that the amount of time is called a mil. A mil is normally understood, according to the Shulchan Aruch, to be the amount of time it takes to walk 18 minutes. A mil is a distance, and the time of a mil would be a time of 18 minutes. So the process of chimus does not start until it's set for 18 minutes, assuming it's room temperature. If it's a hotter temperature, it goes more quickly. Now, we have a problem with these machines. So when you do hand matzahs, you know that every 18 minutes they stop and they clean everything out, the bowls, the rollers, the whole thing, they clean it out. Can they do that on the machine matzahs? The machine matzahs, the standard machine matzahs, do not stop. So the machinery is keeping going. So now, as long as the dough goes all the way through, you're okay. What if we have a little piece of dough sticks there on the side and sits there? So that dough is sitting there more than 18 minutes. So that dough is going to become chametz. So how do we deal with that? So the din of Shulchan Aruch, which Shulchan Aruch brings, that if even though on Pesach we know if chametz mixes with matzah on Pesach, any amount is not batel, even if it's one out of 1,000. But if it mixes before Pesach, it is batel. Now what happens if it's batel before Pesach and it comes Pesach? Does it remain batel, or does it change? So the Shulchan Aruch says it remains batel. If it mixes before Pesach, it remains batel. The Yesh Cholkim and some disagree and say it does, no, that once Pesach comes, it loses its bittul and it becomes a problem again. And the Ramos says, and the meaning is like the Svar Rishona, that it is bottle. Since it's bottle before Pesach, it remains bottle. So the machine matzahs rely on bittul. It goes through the process. If there's any dough which gets caught and it does not work through the process and sits for too long, it becomes chametz. If there's enough matzah de gadoh, not chametz de gadoh, to be mevatel the chametz which is there. So these machines rely on bittul. Now, the any other machinery they use outside of the actual machine, anything else they use, obviously they clean every 18 minutes, but the machine itself does not stop, and that's your standard processing of matzah. There's something called 18-minute matzah, machine matzah, which means that they actually stop the machine, and they've created machines which you can clean every part of the machine. They're made that they can clean every part of it. Every part of it is accessible, etc. The original machines were not like that, and that's why they had to rely on this. Now they have machines which you can actually clean every single part of the machine, and they clean the machine between each process. And that's what is called 18-minute matzah. That's why it's more expensive, obviously, much more expensive, because you know you're stopping, you're losing a lot of processing time. So that's why you have the regular matzahs. You can get them, you know, for $1 a box, Pesach matzahs, whatever it is. And your 18-minute matzahs, they're charging you $5, $4 a box, $5 a box, right? Because it's much more expensive. That's what's called 18-minute matzahs. Now, there's also something called chabura matzahs, and we'll explain what that is tomorrow. Have a good morning.